Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by State Senator Jake Chapman from District 10, and we are talking about the new Iowa legislative session. Jake, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe. It feels like just yesterday we were talking at the end of last session, and here we are getting ready to start a new session. So it's great to be with you.
Absolutely. Time flies for sure. So let's start right into it and just give us a basic preview of what people can expect for the 2020 state legislative session.
I think Iowans can expect to see more of what we have done over the last few years. These last few years, we've had the opportunity under a Republican-controlled legislature and a Republican governor to grow our economy, to do tax cuts, to really put the people of Iowa first and foremost, and we're going to build on those successes. So, you know, I've heard a lot of people ask, you know, is this the year that you guys just are done with your agenda? And the answer is absolutely not. We're going to continue to build on what we've been able to accomplish over these last 3 years and continue to make Iowa a great place to work, to raise a family. And hopefully, if we can get some things done, that we can make Iowa a great state to retire in. We want folks to be able to stay here in Iowa, and that's going to be one of my priorities this year is continue to build on our tax reform from these last couple of years.
All right. So now one of the biggest aspects of any legislative session is obviously the budget. So what do you foresee the budget looking like this year?
Look, with the tax cuts that have been implemented both at the federal level and here at the state level, we're seeing record revenue here in the state of Iowa, and we're going to continue to prioritize those dollars. I think there's going to be quite a bit of discussion about mental health funding, particularly our new children's mental health system. So I think there's going to be a lot of conversation about that. And then, you know, we'll get all of the budget committees together and start going through that process of what the priorities are going to be. We need to continue to prioritize, you know, things like education, things like mental health, and continue to build off of what we've done over these last few years.
All right. Now, there's always several items throughout the legislative session that deal with policy specifically. So what are some of the bigger policy bills and changes that we might be seeing this year?
Well, I think we'll definitely see some policy on tax reform. As I mentioned before, that's going to be a priority of mine. We're going to continue to find ways to make sure Iowans have more money in their pocket. With this revenue growth that we've seen here in the state of Iowa, there's a lot of folks who are talking about how we can spend this money. The reality is this is an overcollection of taxpayer money. And so my focus is how can we drive rates down? How can we make Iowa a more competitive state on the tax climate? And how can we allow Iowans to keep more of the money that they've rightfully earned? So that's going to be a big issue. I also think, given that this is the second year of the legislative session, there's going to be constitutional amendments proposed. Last year, I had a constitutional amendment to deal with the issue of life. We had the heartbeat bill that went through the Iowa legislature, was duly signed, passed into law. And then we had some judicial activists who struck that law down under Iowa's constitution, not the federal constitution, but under Iowa's constitution. And so we're going to have to address that issue of constitutionality. So that will be, I believe, probably a pretty big policy bill discussed here in the legislature in the coming weeks and months.
Absolutely. Now, what are some bills that you are personally working on, particularly as your new role as the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee?
Yeah, so the Ways and Means deals with tax policy and fees and fines and those type of things. And so, look, I've been a huge advocate of the elimination of the inheritance tax. I think it's a plunder tax. I think it's one of the worst tax policies we have here in the state of Iowa. We're going to focus on that. But more importantly is we're going to find ways to drive down our income tax here in the state of Iowa. My goal is to eliminate income tax in Iowa. And so there's a lot of conversation out there right now about increasing sales tax. And I've made it very clear that if we're going to have a conversation about increasing sales tax, then we're going to have a conversation about eliminating income tax. And I'm not interested in doing any type of tax increase that is dead on arrival. Well, I am not going to be running bills that increase tax burdens on Iowans. And so if that becomes part of a larger discussion of how we can eliminate income tax, then we're going to have those conversations and perhaps get something done on that front. But there's going to be a lot of conversation about that. Property tax continues to be a huge issue in this state. It's really become unaffordable for a lot of Iowans. Iowans on fixed incomes, Iowans who believe they have a right to own property without paying government in perpetuity. My feeling is property tax needs to be affordable and it needs to be predictable. And so hopefully we can find some compromises between the Senate and the House to get that accomplished.
All right. One last question I have here for you is, every year there's certain bills and legislation that doesn't quite make it through the session. So what are some bills that we talked about last year that didn't make the cut that we'll be revisiting this year?
Well, I think one that really is at the top of my mind is a bill that I filed last year dealing with traffic and having the left lane on highways and interstates being a passing lane. That bill made it out of the committee in the Senate. There was a companion bill in the House. It also made it out of the committee. Both companion bills, both the bill in the House and the Senate, are eligible for debate from day one. So that's one that I think hopefully we'll be able to get done. There are some gun issues that didn't make the cut. It just kind of got held up at the end of session. And I do think we'll be able to make some progress on making sure Iowans' rights to keep and bear arms are protected here in the state of Iowa.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, it's great, Joe. I appreciate it. Look forward to having these conversations as we progress through the legislative session.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News.